Okay, 15 days out for our next guest as far as trying to retain his post as a town councilman out in the great town of Riverhead. His name is Kenneth Rothwell. And nice enough to give us a couple of minutes. You'll see him on the Republican and the conservative lines of your ballot. And a pleasure to have him first time on our program. Ken, how are you? Welcome aboard, my friend.
Everything is going great. Thanks so much, Jay, for having me this morning. What an exciting time right now in Riverhead. We are in the middle of our harvest celebrations here with our pumpkin picking, apple picking, corn stalks. Two more weeks out from Halloween, and fall festivities are just going along great this year, right? So exciting. Thanks, Jay.
You're right. Yeah, my pleasure. You're right. Nothing better, right? This is the greatest season in the world for the East End. So many times taking my kids for the pumpkins and the strawberry pickings, and just it's just such a great atmosphere out there. You know, I remember with you where the town board appointed you a seat that was vacated by a former councilwoman, Jody Giglio, who, of course, was elected to the state assembly last November. So, in essence, you know, it's all about trying to stay aboard and everything else. Tell me about that particular time and what you kind of learned since and kind of even fell in love with more so that warranted another run here. Yeah.
Well, we were excited to have Jody Giglio move up to the state assembly because now we've got our own state watchdog helping us out here along with Anthony Palumbo. Jody started so many great projects here in Riverhead, and so I knew that from day one I was going to have to hit the ground running to try to attempt to fill her shoes from all the good work that she started. I was so proud to get involved with the Veterans Administration. One of my biggest proud projects here in Riverhead is the Hometown Heroes Banner Project, where many veterans throughout the town have their banners now displayed down Main Street, so we get to honor them, meet them. We completed the Veterans Wall of Honor at Riverhead High School. That's just another great way all of our graduating high school graduates from Riverhead School that went off to serve in the military, we get to honor them on our Veterans Wall. Other projects that we got completed was the pedal share program in Riverhead. So I was excited to have that take place, where now we have a bike ride share program throughout all of downtown Riverhead, and also at our Veterans Memorial Park, which I will tout that it is currently the most used pedal share program in all of Suffolk County, is right here in Veterans Memorial Park in Riverhead. So these are great, exciting things, but I'm also going to lead into today. At 10 o'clock this morning is a great, exciting day for the town of Riverhead. So when I came aboard in January, we got to immediately go to work. You know, Jay, 25 years ago, people talked about revitalizing downtown Riverhead and trying to make progress, and it's been long overdue. I got involved here in January. We purchased, on behalf of the town, three buildings down in Main Street, Riverhead, right directly across from the Suffolk Theater. At 10 o'clock today, they're coming down. We're knocking two buildings down. We're going to potentially renovate the third. We've got the Long Island Science Center right alongside one side. The opposite side, we've got the East End Arts, which is another great asset here in Riverhead. And we'll have an outdoor amphitheater, and you'll be able to stand in front of the Suffolk Theater and look right down to the Peconic Riverfront and a little boathouse on the water there. So it's the first time that we're utilizing our most incredible asset, the Peconic Riverfront. Anytime we go down the Peconic Riverfront prior to today, you don't get to enjoy it. When you're standing there, you're looking at the backs of the buildings and dumpsters and parking area. Now we're bringing Main Street to the riverfront. It's a great day here. At 10 o'clock today, we're taking those buildings down. Real exciting.
That's great stuff. We're talking with Ken Rothwell, vying to retain his seat, conservative Republican lines. You'll find them November the 2nd. Remember, early voting happens on Saturday. You know, anybody who knows me knows I have a love for Riverhead, Ken, having worked there for 5 years myself. Nice little station there right on Main Street. You know, well, Riv, 1390. You know, that's where I kind of really got to know the great town and the people and the leaders of the town, the supervisors over the years. I know the ins and outs, and it's still to this day, you know, I just have this love for the town and everything else. And, you know, one of the biggest things when I was there was, you know, the EPCAL, in which now you have some racing there. We'll get into that in a second. But also, you know, the fact that 58 was so occupied by so much. And what about Main Street, right? And 25 and everything else on the other side. But now you have some pieces there. You know, you have the culinary deal there. You have the great Suffolk Theater. What a job the Castaldis have done with that theater. And really, you know, you talk about today, the knocking down of some abandoned stuff and really making it even more beautiful. I mean, that this is going to be quite a day there. So I've kind of seen it all over the years, but this is going to be a special one today.
Absolutely. There's excitement in the air. You know, projects generally just take years through government to work through. But I've got an excellent colleagues here on the town board with me, Tim Hubbard, Frank Bayrott, our supervisor, Yvette Aguiar. We have worked as a team to get this done, and we're making progress, and we're doing it at a very fast pace. It's exciting, but this project, having a new town square, we're on the verge of obtaining a $20 million grant. I got so much faith in our community development team. They do such incredible work. But we're shovel ready, and with this grant, we can revitalize all of our Railroad Plaza. First time we are now going to allow private funds being mixed with our government property, utilizing that property to develop it. We can increase ridership on a Long Island Railroad coming out to Riverhead, pedestrian crosswalks, bringing from Railroad Plaza all the way to the Town Square and the Suffolk Theater. And it'll get that pedestrian traffic to go right up all the way to our aquarium at the end of our Main Street. There's so much happening, and there's so much on the horizon, and that's why the excitement in me, I look forward to continuing in my endeavors in this town to see these projects come to fruition. There's so much on the table here now.
Thanks to Ken Rothwell, Riverhead Town Councilman, looking to retain that post. You know, you bring up Yvette Aguiar, supervisor. You know, she's done a sensational job. You know, she's one of those, Ken, and tell me if I'm wrong, she's one of those individuals that, you know, doesn't go out and seek the limelight, so to speak. All she does is her job, right? And I had a guy who is kind of in that same mold in Ed Werheim out of Smithtown. You know, doesn't grab the headlines, you know, vociferous in so many different accounts, but just gets it done. Is that a good way to kind of classify this supervisor, Riverhead?
Absolutely, Jay. She is a worker. She's in the office working. So as much as we want to go out, and we've been attending so many functions, you know, over the past year here, but she's on the job, doing the job, in the office working every day. I had the pleasure to work alongside her. She wanted to get vaccines for our seniors, you know, going back to the beginning of the year. And I'm going to tell you that she was in that office till 11 o'clock at night. We worked side by side, kind of collaborating our list of seniors. And then first thing in the morning, calling people up, offering the vaccines, getting going. She was nonstop. She did a phenomenal job. And we allocated over 1,300 shots initially and then another 500 for our seniors. She is a worker, Jay, and we're getting things done.
Incredible. Ken Rothwell with us. Ken, mentioned EPCAL, because that was always a centerpiece of conversation, even going back to my days there in the early 2000s. You know, what to do with 3,000 acres, tax rolls, residents, bickering, tug-of-war ideas, nothing really getting done. And you know, even back in my day, there was always the possibility and conversations regarding racing and everything else. And we know about Riverhead Raceway and 58 and everything else. But a lot of people, you know, shot it. When you think about it, people love it out there, you know. And why not do something that people like? You know, the residents, you know, sound it. Now, listen, you're always going to have a little opposition, noise, and everything else. But how vital was it for this to kind of come to fruition in your sense?
It was extremely vital, Jay. We go back to February when we're in the midst of the pandemic. We're all kind of under lockdown. And the only thing that we have to our advantage is the great outdoors here in Riverhead. And so we needed a influx and an economic boom in Riverhead. And we got that from our drag racing. For the first time, we started to fill up our hotels, our restaurants, our delis. Mechanics, auto body shops, mechanic shops were up and working as people prepped their cars to get ready. You know, you got to try different things. FCAL is an incredible asset to the town. The contract for sale is something that, you know, our administration, we inherited it. It's a legal binding contract and we have to see it to fruition, and we're doing everything we can to get the property subdivided. But during the interim, why not utilize this asset that we have? And so the drag racing was a great opportunity to provide an outdoor level of entertainment during a pandemic. We were able to social distance, and it was exciting. It was something different to Riverhead. And I was just thrilled to have it. It worked out well. We had two separate vendors. They both did a phenomenal job. It was definitely, the economic revenue was seen by local businesses in our town. So it was great. And I will say, I was proud. I was one of the first ones behind. I did the first race in my own car. I did pretty good too. Didn't win, but I was good.
It was a great idea. And listen, you know, there've been, you know, hits and misses, Illuminati and, you know, that whole thing with 555. You know, it's interesting that when the hits come and stick, they're successful, you know. So a lot of people will point out the misses and whatnot, but it's good to see when something actually comes about and now it's bearing fruit, you know, which is something the town could really, you know, kind of hold its head high on that, you know, when you think about it.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, so it was we have to keep our minds open and to different ideas and different, you know, events to take place here in Riverhead. You know, next year, maybe a balloon festival. Let's utilize that property until it is sold. And that's our main goal right now, is to get that property, to close on that property, to get it on the tax rolls. We're missing out on $1.3 million potentially in annual tax revenue. So that's the main goal. But in the meantime, let's utilize it. You know, if it can help out local businesses and provide an economic stream of revenue for people to come out to visit Riverhead and visit our town and explore all the great things we have to offer, that's what Riverhead should be all about. So I'm proud. It's been a successful year. You know, we've been able to have events like this, expand on so many other town functions, and yet we're keeping our property taxes down to, you know, basically 0% increase this year on the town side of things. So we've done our job. We've been fiscally responsible and taking care of our residents. So it's been exciting.
It's good stuff, and I like the fact you're creating a lot of jobs out there too, Ken. I was reading, you know, regarding the agricultural heritage preservation. You got a new railroad plaza there in Town Square. You know, it's about revitalization. You know, we talk about that with Ed before in Smithtown, but you guys as well, you know, you guys are going to have a completely different look in the next couple of years. That's going to be very exciting for many, but you're also creating a lot of jobs, which is good to see.
Well, there's a balance taking place here. So, yes, we are thrilled to have this economic development. Long Island Water Park is coming in. That's an indoor surf park here in Riverhead, and we hope to see that open up this springtime. That's bringing us about 400 new jobs here in Riverhead. The EPCAL facility, if we get that closed, we're going to have high-tech paying jobs there. But balance is the key to everything. Right now, I'm so proud to be on the Farmland Preservation Committee, and we've got over 2,000 acres of preserved farmland. That's what Riverhead is really about. We want to preserve and protect that, keep that as our identity. But, yeah, we need jobs. We need infrastructures. We need things to keep our town going and all the basic government essentials that that our residents deserve.
So, you're getting it done. And Ken, we're going to follow your path here. As far as the big day, 15 days out, you'll find Ken's name, Rothwell, conservative, and the Republican lines there on November the 2nd. And, of course, as we have been stating all along, early voting actually kicks in on Saturday. So keep that in mind. It's going to take it all the way to Halloween. You'll have it 8 days on that Sunday, Halloween Sunday. And then, of course, the big election in general.
If I can give
Tuesday the 2nd. Go ahead, my friend.
To our law enforcement personnel, I was so happy and pleased. They've been doing, Riverhead's Finest does an incredible job here in our town, and I was so pleased that they just announced and the Riverhead PBA gave me their endorsement to continue. So it gets to validate some of the work that I've done since January, and so I'm so proud of that feature, and I'm excited. And I do have an event coming up this Friday, Jay. We're having the Zach Brown tribute bands coming to the Jamesport Farm Brewery, and so we're super excited about that. That's our last big hurrah before Election Day, and so hopefully people can grab tickets on friendsofkenrothwell.com. But country music, beer at the Jamesport Farm Brewery, can't get better than that, can you?
Oh my goodness! And Zach Brown, the tribute. You can't listen. That's a win right there. By the way, is my old pal Mr. Higgamiller still there over at the police farm?
Yes, he is. He's now with a few retirees this year. I think he is the longest serving Riverhead police officer in our town, and he does an incredible job. I stand behind his work. He's been enlightening since me joining the town council, teaching me about the operations. And I'm just so, we got the finest all, and he's our fearless chief, doing a great job.
Next time you speak, an old pal in me says hello. Kindest regards. One of the greats. I tell you what, talk about a hardworking guy in Dave.
Yes, sir.
The job he's done for decades, keeping people of Riverhead safe. Ken Rothwell does the same. He's done some job since taking over for Jody over there. And we'll be watching you, Ken. Anything you need. You know, we're here. Look for Ken's name again. Republican, conservative on that line. Early voting starts Saturday. We can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes.
You got it. Thank you very much. I hope if you're in town, listen, our residents listening, come down and join us 10 o'clock this morning.